us good looks. And look who's looking at me. She's got her daddy's money, her mama's good looks, and she's looking at me.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. California has filed suit against President Trump's tariff policy.
California is the first state to sue over President Trump's sweeping tariffs announced earlier this month. Governor Gavin Newsom said no state is poised to lose more than California due to the impact of the tariffs on U.S. trade partners.
This is recklessness at another level.
The White House, in a statement, dismissed the lawsuit, saying Newsom should be focused on issues like crime, homelessness, and unaffordability in his state. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says tariffs will likely generate at least a temporary rise in inflation. Volatility returned to Wall Street on those remarks. Stocks sank due to economic instability. The Justice Department filing a federal sex discrimination lawsuit against the state of Maine, accusing that state of violating Title IX. The DOJ challenging the state's policy regarding transgender athletes competing in girls and women's sports. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know.
Wildlife officials are warning bird flu is still spreading across the state, and that it's estimated to have killed hundreds of wild birds over the last few months. DNR officials say there was a significant uptake in reports of sick and dead geese in multiple counties in December, as well as die-offs of geese and swans in January and February. They are also waiting on test results on samples taken from more than 70 dead sandhill cranes in recent weeks. And they're asking residents to report any sightings of multiple dead birds. Wednesday, April 23rd, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., the Fifield Dirt Devils ATV Club is hosting an Adopt-a-Highway spring cleanup on Hilgart Road. They would like you to meet at Hilgart Road at 10 a.m., and they also state that trail cleanup slash maintenance should start around mid-April, weather permitting. Once again, this is taking place Wednesday, April 23rd, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., over at Hilgart Road in Park Falls. If you're considering a change in career, there are job openings in medical fields. Civic Media's Joanne Krulatz has more.
About 9% of Wisconsin hospital jobs are vacant. That's according to a newly released report by the Wisconsin Hospital Association. Job vacancies are down from nearly 10% a year ago, but Wisconsin's workforce shortage remains a challenge as baby boomers retire and increase the demand for health care. The report recommends expanded health care career pathway programs, more flexible reimbursement models, and technology support for telehealth monitoring and home care. Similar steps were recommended last year by a task force appointed by Governor Tony Evers. Of 18 job categories assessed, certified registered nurse anesthesiist have the highest vacancy rate at 13.8%, followed by surgical technicians, respiratory therapists, advanced practice nurses, and certified nursing assistants, all with vacancy rates of 11.2% or more. The vacancy rate for registered nurses, who make up about half of the hospital workforce, is 9.1%.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
A Brewers win today. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Tigers 5-1 to take that series 2-1. Jose Quintana gets the win. Last night, it was the Brewers' Quinn Priester. Did he know he had a no-hitter going into the sixth?
Yeah, but I also was kind of aware that the pitch count was up there and likely was going to have to turn the ball over. Unfortunately, didn't turn the ball over with the zero on the hit column still. Jared came in, dominated, saved me that run and saved us that run, and the bullpen just shut it down.
College football, Wisconsin Badgers need a new starting left tackle. Luke Fickell announcing that Kevin Haywood suffered a torn ACL during the team's spring practices last Thursday. He'll be out for the season. NBA, the Bucks' Damian Lillard is back on the court after missing the past month with a blood clot in his right calf muscle. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
It's just really skeleton stuff. No contact. He can exert himself more, which is good.
The Bucks face the Pacers Saturday in round one of the playoffs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Northwoods weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the mid-30s. Then increasing clouds for tomorrow with showers and thunderstorms developing. Breezy and a high in the upper 50s to 60. Cooler Friday, still some showers, high upper 40s. Right now it's 53.
98 Q Country.
Shoulder, but I want her that teddy bear. She's got me saying sugar pie, honey, darling, and dear. I ain't seen the Braves play a game all year. I'm gonna get fired if I don't get some sleep. My long lost buddies say I'm getting in too deep, but I like it, I love it, I want some more of it. I try so hard, I can't.
Tim McGraw, 98Q. I like it. I love it. And indeed I do. We've started the 4 o'clock hour. That means five in a row from K&B Refrigeration in Medford. They'll handle your major brand appliance needs. They'll do it to match your budget. Find them in Medford or inside Ken's Carpet Center of Phillips, their appliance outlet. Cole Swindell, Travis Tritt, Megan Maroney, and Tracy Lawrence are up next to finish that K&B Refrigeration 5 in a row. At the start of the 4 o'clock hour, then football. A look at rule changes, what you can expect to see different week one of the NFL season this coming September. Strictly speaking, we'll get a preview this August with the preseason, but we'll talk about stuff like that too. It's the football hour on 98Q. Here's Let Me See a Girl.
Got every guy in here spinning around, spilling their beer. I bet you came out to have a good time. So what you say we leave your friends with mine? Yeah, they'll be alright. I just wanna see you shine. Girl, you're tearing that dance floor up. Let me see you do it in the bed of my truck. You sure know how to shake it alright. Let me see you do it in the Tennessee. Just me and you parked on the edge of the world. That's how I wanna see you, girl. Yeah, let me see you, girl.
think about taking that chance, taking a ride, taking my hand, kicking this crowd, ditching this club. This night's been waiting on us. Save your best move. Yeah, till I get us where we're getting to. Girl, you're tearing that dance floor up. Let me see you do it in the bed of my truck. You sure know how to shake it all right. Let me see you do it in the Tennessee moonlight. Whoa, baby, let's go down a little road nobody else knows. Just me and you parked on the edge of the world. That's how I wanna see you, girl. I can see you getting my tailgate rocking, moving your hips like the wind moves cotton. You could get the whole wide countryside hopping. Shake it all right. Let me see you do it in the Tennessee moonlight. Whoa, baby, let's go down a little road nobody else knows. Just me and you parked on the edge of the world. That's how I wanna see you, girl. Yeah, let me see you, girl. Come on, come on, come on, let me see you, girl.
We're gonna party!
New country now.
Hey y'all, my name is Cody Johnson.
My heart skips just thinking of you. Go on and bet it all, baby, we can.
Ooh. Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Yes, I'm the problem. Your mess never do no wrong if I'm so awful.
This station's awesome!
98 Q Country.
I got rice cooking in the microwave. Got a three-day beard, I don't plan to shave. And it's a goofy thing, but I just gotta say, hey, I'm a-doing all right. Yeah, I think I'll make me some homemade soup. I'm feeling pretty good, and that's the truth. It's neither drink nor drug-induced, no, I'm just doing all right. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good? Oh, yeah. It's been 15 years since I left home. Said good luck to every seed I'd sown. Give it my best and then I left it alone. I hope they're doing all right. Now I look in the mirror and what do I see? A long wolf there staring back at me. Long in the tooth but harmless as can be. Lord, I guess he's doing all right. And it's a great day. Sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good? Sometimes it's lonely, sometimes it's only me and the shadows that fill this room. Sometimes I'm falling, desperately calling, howling at the moon. I will. tattoo, or take my old Harley for a 3-day cruise. Might even grow me a Fu Manchu. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good? It's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good?
Guys that can't communicate, that aren't looking for a heart to break. Always thought, hell no, no way. And then, oh my God, he walked in like a 6-2 dream, heaven sent. He says what he means, and he means what he says. And he's funny, and he's smart, and he's good. Soundtrack. The old me doesn't know how to feel about that. Am I okay? I think I'm okay.
I wanna stay. will breathe.
Can you hear me now?
Rascal Flatts,
Toby Keith,
Martina McBride.
We play the best country music in town.
Play something country.
98Q Country.
Where my mama sat on that old swing with her crochet. It was where granddaddy taught me how to cuss and how to pray. It was where we made our own ice cream those sultry summer nights. Where the bulldog had her puppies and us brothers had our fights. There were many nights I'd sit right there and look out at the stars. Hear the sound of a distant whippoorwill or the hum of a passing car. And it was where I first got up the nerve to steal me my first kiss. And it was where I learned to play guitar and pray I had the gift. If the world had a front porch like we did back then, we'd still have our problems, but we'd all be friends. Your next again wouldn't be gone with the wind. If the world had a front porch like we did back then. Purple hulls and pintos, I've shelled more than my share. Lightning bugs and crickets danced in the evening air. Like a beacon, that old yellow bulb, it always led me home. Somehow mama always knew just when to leave it on. If the world had a front porch like we did back then, we'd still have our problems, but we'd all be friends. Treating your neighbor like he's your next of kin with the wind. If the world had a front porch like we did back then, treating your neighbor like he's your next of kin wouldn't be gone with the wind. If the world had a front porch like we did back then.
Tracy Lawrence, If the World Had a Front Porch. That was the fifth of K&B Refrigeration's five in a row. Sorry, K&B. I normally say your name just fine, but today, I guess I wasn't allowed to. We're gearing up for the 2025 NFL season with the draft hitting next week Thursday. There have been several significant rule changes implemented. I know on week one, usually, before I did this kind of thing for work and spent as much time covering football, I spent every offseason forgetting about who switched teams. It was kind of fun, I will admit, in September saying, oh yeah, he plays for that team now. However, that's not as possible as it used to be because I spend so much time with football info right in front of me. It sticks more. So that little game of who's moved where isn't what it used to be for me. Maybe we can make it more fun to actually know who's where. So later this hour, we'll cover some of the most significant player moves, who's on a new team as of this offseason. For now, though, let's look at some of those rule changes because, frankly, they're pretty significant, too. And it's expected to have a significant impact. Namely, the touchback has been moved again. Touchbacks. They were at the 20. They've been at the 25. They've been at the 30 for a few years, or for a season now, I should say. You might remember this time last offseason, we talked about the same thing because the NFL had just moved touchbacks on kick returns up to the 30. And the idea behind making that move was making it less attractive to the kicking team to allow a touchback. In doing so, that would mean likely more returns. And that's what the NFL wanted. More returns, but also with fewer injuries, which is why you see the two teams start right next to each other and nobody can move until the ball hits the ground. That's to stop people from sprinting at each other from both ends of the field for a full speed impact. So that's exactly what we saw last year. A few more returns, a lot fewer injuries. But, like I said, this time last year, we were already talking about how some teams thought they'd just do touchbacks all season because most returns made it to the 27, so what's the 30 at that point? Well, the NFL said, okay, we'll call your bluff. Touchbacks are now coming out to the 35, and the NFL expects a huge boost to return rates. It was 32% of kickoffs that had returns last season. The NFL expects numbers between 60 and 70%. So, if the NFL rule change about kick returns has worked, you'll know. It'll be almost every kick return or almost every kickoff being returned. Other notable changes include Hawkeye, Sony's advanced camera tech to be used for first down measurements. That'll officially be implemented this offseason, though the chain gang will still be on the sidelines in a, quote, secondary capacity. They're the backups now. In a similar vein, expanded replay assist. The league is now allowing replay assist for flags that are thrown for intentional grounding, roughing the passer, hits on runners out of bounds, in addition to the other ones, like some pass interference penalties saw last year, among others. Finally, 7 helmet models have been prohibited. Yes, including Aaron Rodgers' favorite. So if you see players not necessarily wearing helmets that you associate with them, chances are that helmet was banned because the safety standards have been updated to prevent concussions as best they can. They won't, though. They'll never completely prevent concussions, and because of that, I have a tinfoil hat theory about the future evolution of the NFL. We'll have to save that for later this week. I think Deion Sanders might be involved. Oh, yeah. What can you connect those dots? We'll see. More football later this hour to cover who's gone where. Who's on first? No, 98Q Country. Jordan Davis up next after the weather.
98Q Country.
An off weekend for the Cup Series, but only the Cup Series. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass. All the car parts you need at the prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things people love.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The NASCAR Cup Series is off this weekend, the only off weekend for the series until after the finale at Phoenix in November. While the Cup drivers take a vacation, the Xfinity and Craftsman Truck Series will be in action as the sport returns to Rockingham Speedway in North Carolina. Trucks will race on Friday night with 35 teams on the entry list, including Xfinity regulars Brandon Jones and Sammy Smith, while Corey Day will drive for Spire Motorsports. 40 teams are entered for Saturday's Xfinity Series race, including open wheel and road racing veteran Catherine Legg and the return of former NASCAR star Kasey Kahne. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Great news for all plant lovers. This Thursday and Friday and Saturday, Winter Greenhouse will be open for the season. It's their annual Bare Root Sale. A great selection of ornamental trees and shrubs, fruit trees, and small fruits will be 25% off the usual potted price. Bare Root stock is easy to plant and guaranteed to thrive. Visit the biggest Bare Root Sale in the area and get 25% off this Thursday through Saturday from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. at Winter Greenhouse, located 2 miles north of Winter off County W. Life's not one size fits all, and your financial plan shouldn't be either. At Forward Investment Services, they focus on what matters to you, your goals, your family, your future. From saving for college to planning for retirement, they're here to guide you with personalized advice and local expertise. Financial stability starts with a plan. Start yours today at Forward Investment Services. Not FDIC insured, no bank guarantees. They lose value securities and investment advisory services offered through Safe Wealth Bank, member FINRA, SIPC. Safe Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Safe Wealth. This Sunday, take the family out and enjoy Phillips Cafe's Easter Buffet, serving 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., including the full salad bar, chicken, ham, fish, Swedish meatballs, roast pork, mashed potatoes and gravy, and the dessert bar. Adults $13.99, 10 and under are $8.99, and under 2 are free. Phillips Cafe, where you always get more food for your dollar, located on Lake Avenue in downtown Phillips.
Are you looking to build a durable, long-lasting space to house equipment for farm or recreation? Post-Frame Construction is a practical, cost-effective solution, perfect for your storage needs, big and small. Based here in Stanley, Wisconsin, Hixwood Post-Frame kits are made of high-quality steel and built to last. And you'll love the knowledgeable service and support our team provides. That's the Hixwood difference. Start planning your project today. Go to Hixwood.com or call 715-644-0765.
Febreze. As a rideshare driver, I love keeping my car smelling fresh and clean. So when I'm driving, I only trust Febreze Car Vent Clips, featuring three distinct intensity settings, because it's that little touch that sets me apart. I can turn the intensity down for subtle freshness, or I can turn it up for when I want lots of scent. So whether it's set to low, medium, or high, with Febreze Car, I know my car's going to smell amazing. Mm-hmm. Which keeps my driver rating right where it belongs. Picking up! Oscar! La, 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 la.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Point!
Hey, you okay? You don't normally miss those shots.
Oh, I just haven't been as regular lately, and it's making me feel sluggish.
You should try Metamucil. It's been a game changer for me. Metamucil's plant-based psyllium fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down.
Ace!
You're moving better than you were last week.
Definitely.
Metamucil keeps you moving. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Learn more at Metamucil.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the mid-30s. Then increasing clouds for tomorrow with showers and thunderstorms developing. Breezy and a high in the upper 50s to 60. Cooler Friday, still some showers, high upper 40s. Right now it's 53.
Attention, please.
The hottest stars in country music.
We are Lady A.
Hey, y'all, this is Walker Hayes.
My country.
98 Q Country.
Lights go down, wheels go round, I'm taking you home. Hoping for a slow song to come on the radio now. I'm not ready to shut it down. The way the dashboard goes, sitting your eyes making me lose everything on my mind. And the only thing I want to do is find a spot, stop this car and throw it in park and just slow. In a parking lot, a half song gone, one door open across the lot. A rental cop's rolling a security car, his yellow lights spinning and flashing in time to the radio singing a little Garth Brooks. You start humming the very last verse to She's Every Woman, and I don't care what song comes next. I'm falling right here, don't wanna say. Yeah.
a slow
on a snow-white Christmas Eve, going home to see her mama and her daddy with the baby in the back seat. 50 miles to go and she was running low on faith and gasoline. It'd been a long, hard year. She had a lot on her mind and she didn't pay attention. She was going away too fast. Before she knew, she was spinning on a thin black sheet of glass. She saw both her lives flash before her eyes. She didn't even have time to cry. She was so scared. She threw her hands up in the
fix the fence. But with the sun beating down on me, it's hard to make it make sense. Half of me wants a cold beer. Yeah, that's a cold hard truth. And with
a cold, cold beer. Yeah, that's a cold, hard truth.
Thomas Rhett with some help from Riley Green. Half of me here on 98Q. Halfway through a six-pack, thank you for splitting it with me. Jordan Davis and Carrie Underwood started it. Clint Black, Dustin Lynch, and George Strait will keep it going before we finish our football hour. Who plays for who now? We've got a good list for you to remember going into this NFL season. Here's Killin' Time.
You were the first thing that I thought of when I thought I'd did the things I ought to, still would not be mine. So I keep a tight grip on the bottle, getting loose and killing time. This killing
because it makes me feel so good.
Yeah, I'm just looking for a good time.
I love
98Q Country.
I'm a dirt road in the headlights. I'm a mama's boy. I'm a fist fight. Kinda county light, kinda cold beer. Little hat down, little John Deere. I kinda give a damn, I kinda don't care. You see the girl standing right there. She loves a small town boy like me. She's my ride or die, baby. She's my cool, she's my crazy. She's my laid back in the front seat. She's my with me till the end, girl. I'm turning up the tin, girl. She can have anybody that she wants to be. Loves a small town boy like me. She likes my t-shirt, she likes my old boots.
likes to slow dance to some old school. She take a full moon, a world of city nights, and I ain't scared to get all up in them bright lights. Yeah, I can smooth it out, I can stink it up. I guess that's why she can't get enough of a small town boy like me. She's my ride or die, baby. She's my cool, she's my crazy. She's my laid back in the front seat. She's my with me till the end, girl. I'm turning up the tin, girl. She can have anybody that she wants to be, anywhere she wants to be. She loves a small town boy like me. She loves a small town boy like me. I'm a rock star, she ain't gonna ever lose a small town boy like me. I'm a ride or die, baby, I'm a cool, I'm a crazy. I'm a laid back in the front seat. I'm so with you till the end, girl, let's turn it up to 10, girl. She can have anybody that she wants to be, anywhere she wants to be. She loves a small town boy like me. She's my ride or die, baby. She's my cool, she's my crazy. She's my laid back in the front seat. She's my with me till the end, girl. My turning up to 10, girl. She can have anybody that she wants to be, anywhere she wants to be. She loves a small town boy like me. She loves a small town boy like me. Yeah, she loves a small town boy.
I felt the rush of the Rio Grande into Yellowstone, and I've seen firsthand Niagara Falls and the lights of Vegas. I crisscrossed down to Key Biscayne and Chi-Town via Bangor, Maine. Think I've seen it all, and all I can say is, how about them cowgirls? Boys, ain't they something? Sure are some proud girls, and you can't tell them nothing. And I tell you right now, girls, may just be seven wonders of this big. But how about them cowgirls? She's riding coast in Steamboat Springs, baling hay outside Abilene. She's trying hard to fit in some city, but her home is near that big blue sky and the northern plains and those other wide open spaces. Nowadays there ain't as many, but how about them cowgirls? Boys, ain't they something? Sure are some proud girls, and you can't tell them nothing. I tell you right now, girls, may just be seven wonders of this big whole round world. But how about them cowgirls? Boy, she don't need you and she don't need me. She can do just fine her own 2 feet. She wants a man who wants her to be herself.
And she'll never change, don't know how to hide her stubborn will or her fighting side. But you treat her right, and she'll love you like no one else. Yeah, how about them cowgirls? Boys, ain't they something? Sure are some proud girls. But you can't beat the loving, and I tell you right now, girls, may just be seven wonders of this big whole round world. But how about them cowgirls? How about them, boys?
George Strait here on 98Q. How about them cowgirls? So the offseason for the NFL been a bit of a whirlwind with several high-profile trades, signings, just like every offseason. Let's delve into some of the most impactful moves that have taken place so far. What I'd call one of the biggest ones, because I wish we had the guy, DK Metcalf, wide receiver from the Seahawks, is now a Pittsburgh Steeler. Pittsburgh sent a 2025 second-round pick and a late-round pick swap in exchange, then signed Metcalf to a four-year, $132 million extension, making him one of the highest-paid receivers in the NFL. Speaking of the Seahawks, Geno Smith, their quarterback, is now a Raider. He followed head coach Pete Carroll and inked a three-year, $106 million contract with Vegas, who hopefully finally has found some stability between head coach and quarterback at that quarterback position. They haven't had stability there since Derek Carr's best years on his rookie contract, really. Speaking of the Seahawks, still, who's going to play quarterback? Sam Darnold. He was with the Vikings last year, which we know all too well. But the Seahawks have secured his services, 3 years, $100.5 million. Hopefully they'll maintain that competitive edge they've built up under Geno. Justin Fields, he was a Steeler last year after the Bears drafted him a few years ago. Now a New York Jet, certainly what I would call an interesting choice for under center, under new head coach Aaron Glenn. The Jets, I want to believe in Aaron Glenn, but Justin Fields and the owner is still Woody Johnson. Can't get around that one. The Commanders made a couple big moves. They bolstered their offensive line with Laremy Tunsil. And they also added Deebo Samuel Jr., running back-ish wide receiver from the 49ers, who had a bit of an interesting tension with them last year. Deebo is a weapon, though. Even though he was playing overweight last year, hopefully he can get back into shape. He's a real weapon. I mean, there's nobody like Deebo except for maybe people like Christian McCaffrey. Those hybrid receiver backs are just, oh, they're tantalizing to teams that don't have them. Finally, two new Patriots, Stephon Diggs, a wide receiver, and finally, Harold Landry, edge rusher, is following his old head coach from the Titans, Mike Vrabel, who's now a Patriots head coach. Stephon Diggs is on the older end for a talented wide receiver, but I'm very curious what the Patriots will be with Drake May under center and Mike Vrabel at the helm after Jared Mayo was dismissed with one bad year under his belt. That's a brief look at who plays for who, so maybe you'll be a little less surprised this coming September. I'm sure we'll revisit this exact same list about a week before the actual season starts, because I won't be able to help myself. That's football over the 4 o'clock hour. We're 98Q Country. Top of the hour news, sports, and weather at 5, followed by some birthdays. Call the station 762-3221. Leave a message. Let us know who's celebrating today. We'll shout them out and enter them to win cake, because we are 98Q.
98Q Country.
K&B Refrigeration North in the Ken's Carpet Building in Phillips has a great lineup of Whirlpool washer, dryer, pair front loaders for easy access. And your kitchen will look beautiful with appliance packages from Whirlpool, General Electric, or Samsung. You have choices. See the best choice and the best name brands around. Whirlpool, General Electric, Samsung, and K&B Refrigeration North Sales and Service, located in the Ken's Carpet Building, Highway 13, Phillips.
Len Stankel, owner of Complete Rain Gutters, has had his mine in the gutter for over 30 years. Trust the expert. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for your free quote today.
Whether your Easter plans have you stepping out on Sunday or hosting a group at home, Macy's Easter sale has great deals on everything you'll need to celebrate. Like 50% off dressy brunch looks to level up your whole family style. And 50 to 60% off hosting must-haves like the classic Butterfly Meadow collection from Lennox. But don't miss out, because just like an Easter egg hunt, there's so much to discover. But you gotta move quick. At Macy's Easter sale today. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Are you looking to build a durable, long-lasting space to house equipment for farm or recreation? Post-Frame Construction is a practical, cost-effective solution perfect for your storage needs, big and small. Based here in Stanley, Wisconsin, Hixwood Post-Frame Kits are made of high-quality steel and built to last. And you'll love the knowledgeable service and support our team provides. That's the Hixwood difference. Start planning your project today. Go to Hixwood.com or call 715-644-0765.
Listen up, Gen Xers. Elizabeth Banks here. The recommended age for pneumococcal pneumonia vaccination has been lowered to 50 and older, even if you're healthy. It's up to us to lead the way. We've done this before. Music videos, fanny packs, even the World Wide Web. So let's do it again and get vaccinated. We're at over 6 times greater risk for pneumococcal pneumonia compared to adults under 50. Gen X, this is our shot. Visit VaxAssist.com to schedule. Sponsored by Pfizer.
The annual Brewer Bus Trip is back. Join us Saturday, June 21st, as we travel to downtown Minneapolis to watch the Brewers take on the Twins. Space is limited, so grab your spot today. This is a one-day adventure. Cost is $100, which includes your ticket, parking, and a comfortable ride on a crew tour bus. Call today to reserve your spot. 715-762-3221. Brewer Bus Trip 2025. Saturday, June 21st, with 98Q Country and Trail Mix 103.1 FM.
This message is sponsored by WISCaregiver.com. Now is the time to start a meaningful career as a caregiver. Make a real difference in people's lives. WISCaregiver.com gives you 2 great options for free. Train for the in-demand caregiver workforce as a CDCP, Certified Direct Care Professional, or become a CNA, Certified Nurse Aide. All training is free. Plus, you can earn a $500 bonus. Learn more. Visit WISCaregiver.com.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Department of Justice filing notice it's appealing today's order by a federal judge in Maryland, ordering the government to take available steps to facilitate the return of Kilmar Abrego Garcia to the U.S., that after he was mistakenly deported to an El Salvador prison. At a briefing, Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says Abrego Garcia was accused of domestic abuse allegations previously against his wife.
Nothing will change the fact that Abrego Garcia will never be a Maryland father. He will never live in the United States of America again.
Democratic Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen traveled to El Salvador today, but was not allowed to see Abrego Garcia. Fed Chair Jerome Powell, speaking at an economic forum in Chicago, says the tariffs are likely to raise inflation and have a broader impact on the economy. California, meantime, filing suit against President Trump's tariffs, saying his use of emergency powers will hurt state businesses and farmers. The economic outlook driving stocks lower today. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service.
On April 2nd, the Fifield Fire Department and the Park Falls Ambulance Service were paged at the intersection of Highway 70 east of Fifield for a single vehicle rollover crash that left the driver and her dog trapped in the vehicle. Both the driver and the dog made it out okay, and we spoke to the driver, who wanted to express her sincere thanks to the emergency services that responded to the scene.
Thank you with all of my heart.